Yeah, I'm Dr. Sogi, doing dictation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. These are the medication review. These patients, they are 11 patients and seen on June 10th, 2024. Please dictate for all the medication review. The patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Carlesimo, C-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and objective data. Kathleen is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder, period. She described that she has been feeling much better. Currently, her school is off and she has sufficient time to spend with her kids. She also described during summer time, she is not going to work and spend more time at home. She described that she has, with the medication, she has been doing better. She has not been overwhelmed with the situation as she was before. Yet, she consistently taking Adderall 10 mg in the morning and noon. She described this medication help her to focus, remain attentive and productive, to take care of her home, household work, and also her kids without getting any frustration or any irritability. She was quite happy, pleasant, alert, oriented. Mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate. Speech was clear, thought process was organized, attention span was fair, immediate recent memory of fear. She denied any side effect of the medication. Patient was educated about the medication, provided in interpersonal service, supportive therapy, and appreciate her adherence and compliance. No side effect was reported. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptomatically improve functioning. Continue with the Adderall, 10 in the morning, 10 at noon, 30 days medication was ordered. Follow up appointment was also given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is Tony Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R, Kathleen, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Her date of birth, her date of evaluation is June 10th, 2024, subjective agenda. Kathleen is a 34-year-old living with her boyfriend and her daughter. She described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress and depressed as her father passed away 3 days ago. She indicated her father was sick for a long time, was in hospital, but she has been thinking about it and get anxious and worried. She was provided support, insight-oriented therapy, also encourage this to see a therapist or go to the church group program that will help her to resolve the losses, to which she agreed. She described for the time being she liked to have some Valium as she is taking. I further discussed that I will add Valium 2 milligrams 10 tablet and she can use on a PRN basis. I also described that this is the hard time and she should not use any drugs or alcohol to calm her nerve down, to which agree she is not going to do that. She is a Lamictal 150 mg at bedtime, Trazodone 100 mg at bedtime, Celexa 40 mg daily, Cogentine 1 mg daily, and also an Olanzapine 5 mg daily. Risk, benefit, side effect are explained. Consent was obtained. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, Thought process organized, no suicidal homicidal ideation. Her motor activity was normal. She has good eye contact and attentive, appropriate. No destruction or any agitations was noted. Period. No, she denies any side effect of the medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed. History of past history of substance abuse. Currently doing fairly well in her family and taking care of herself. I will send the prescription for 30 days. And follow-up appointment was given in 30 days and application. Next solution is an Leonard Snipe, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Snipe, S-N-I-P-E. Date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subjective agenda: patient was seen via doxy. He has telehealth appointment. Leonard is a 51-year-old African-American male living with his wife and has been consistently compliant with the medication. He was anxious and concerned that his wife has undergone surgery and however she is back at home and he providing care. I further discuss that it is always a stress to when the wife gets sick, but he has to be consistent with the compliance of the medication. Therefore, and it is important for him to keep himself stable, to which he agreed, and he described that he is taking all his medication. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been, I review further his medication. He's on trazodone 150 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 300 mg at bedtime, melatonin 10 mg daily, lamotrigine 25 mg BID, and flufenazine 2.5 mg BID. Risk benefit side effect explained. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, tremors or dystonia. Period. He was cooperative, attentive, and appropriate. His attention span was fair, memory was intact, judgment sight was fair. He appears to be of average intelligence and has been consistent with the treatment. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, hypertension, diabetes. Plan: currently compliance with the treatment. I have sent a prescription for 30 days. Encouraged to continue seeing his primary care doctor and compliance with the medication. Patient was also discussed that if he like, he can have a therapist which can help him to keep his stability. He described he will be all right. Yet follow up and was given in 30 days. Next version is an Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, David, D-A-B-I-D. His date of birth is 6-8-1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of version is 6-10-2024. Subjective auditor: patient was seen via doxy. He has given a telehealth appointment. Mr. David is a 45-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in real estate business and described currently he is busy, but he is taking care of his medication and also medication. Recently he gone on vacation with his 20-year-old daughter, Pierre, and has a good time. He described his mood is appropriate, his speech was clear, thought process recognized. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. He admit that medication is working, he is taking it consistently. He is on Seroquel 25 in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, Tegretol XR 200 mg twice a day, flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime, benzatropine 1 mg at bedtime. Yet there was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, tremor, akinesia, or dystonia. He is alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was, euthymic effect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized, speech was clear. Motor activity was normal. He can name objects, he can follow commands. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms or tremors or akathisia. Judgment sight is improved. He is of above average intelligence. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, functioning improved. Plan: continue with the current plan, I will send the prescription for all the medication for 30 days period, and his verbal consent was obtained. Follow appointment was given 30 days. Next solution is Bozine Nevenica, B-O-Z-I-N Nevenica, N-E-V-E-N-K. Our date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subject to Ajita. Nevenika is a 75-year-old married Caucasian female who reported that since she has been taking medication, she is doing much better. Her panic attack has subsided. Her depression getting better. She enjoys spending time with her grandchildren, who has been visiting her on every Saturday. She is alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. She is of average intelligence. Grooming hygiene was good. No auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. No panic attack. No side effect of the medication. Judgment sight is improved. She is of average intelligence. Assessment. Duloxetine is 20 mg daily. Klonopin 0.5 mg. Which she is taking on a PRN basis. She likes to continue and keep this medications in her possession because she does not know when it happened. Patient was given a 30 days appointment and also encouraged. Maybe she should involve in social activity and group therapy or go to the church program to which she agreed. Progress is guarded. Next solution on AIDS. Y-A-T-E-S, Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y. Her date of birth is 10/9/1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Subject, patient was seen by a doctor. She has given telehealth appointment. She has consented for telehealth appointment. She is a 73-year-old single Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, are currently doing well on Zoloft 100 mg daily, Depakote 250 mg twice a day, and Depakote 250 mg in combination with 500 mg. Yet she described that she has been doing very well. Her mood became pleasant, effect was bright. She has been following outpatient treatment, Dr. Kako, K-O, and he is her primary care physician who has also provided a refill of the medication, psychotropic medication. She described she has been seen by several physicians for her swelling of the fat, and now she has been using compressing bandage. Yet, overall, she describes she is feeling much better. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. She is of average intelligence. Judgment sight is improved. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient is allergic to Abilify, Lamictal, Suraquil, Wellbutrin, and Iodine. Plan continue the supportive care and reality orientation. And also education about adherence to the medication was recommended. Follow appointment was given 30 days and application. Next solution is on Thompson Mori, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Mori, M-U-M-A-U-R-I. Her date of birth is 9/3/1973. Her date of telephone number is 313-766-8192. Subject your agenda. Mori is a 50-year-old single female who is mother of 8-year-old kids. Pierre also have older daughter and she is providing to her granddaughter. Currently, she got a job at Macomb County Jail. She described since she started going to work, she has been feeling better. Patient was in treatment for major depressive disorder and last seen in March of 2023. She was taking Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-L-E-X, 10 mg daily. She described when she was taking medication, she was doing very well. But currently, she is working, but she has undergone depression. Sometimes she can tearful. trouble in sleep, problem in concentration, as she is not getting focal in. Yet, see all other issues and the problem has been resolved. Currently, her daughter has also grown, and her older daughter also working taking care of herself. Yet, see, I further discuss the importance of the medication, and it looks like she has depression, although she has not have any suicidal thoughts or any homicidal ideation, but she has problem with the concentration, feeling of helplessness, problem with the sleep, appetite, concentration, attention is poor, but no suicidal thoughts, no, but having period of crying spells. Period. She was in a good self-care, proper attire, cooperative, attentive. Patient was provided education, insight-oriented therapy, supportive therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, and encouraged that I am going to compliance. Period. Risk, benefit, side effect, explain. As a major depressive disorder, chronic attention deficit disorder, access 2, defer access 3, defer access 4, access 3 allergies, unflowness, period, prognosis guided recommendation. I will resume her Trintellix 10 mg daily. Risk, benefit, side effect, explain. Also on Focalin XR 10 mg daily, or give D-methylphenidate, whatever is available, for 30 days. The follow-up, it was also recommended that she should consider one-to-one therapy, although it is better to attend groups in church program will be worthwhile, to she agreed. Patient denies any suicidal thoughts at this time, and she is functioning fairly well, but she believes that this medication may improve her overall functioning. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution. In Duncan Teresa, D-U-N-C-A-N, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Her date of birth is 11-23-1968. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Subject knowledge, the patient was seen by doxy. She has given a third, so she has consented for the treatment. Subjective agita, Teresa described that she has been feeling much better, much relaxed, cooperative recently. She has exacerbation of sinuses, and it happened twice. She has been using Flonoz and other medication, and she has missed some of the dose of the medication, but she does not showing any sign of decompensation. She denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate. There was no involuntary movement or symptoms of akathisia. I further explain and educate her about the medication. She is taking only flufenazine 1 mg at bedtime to control her paranoia and other psychotic symptoms. Benadryl is also anti-allergic medication, which is given just to, in case she develops akathisia, akinesia, or any tremors will be helpful, to which she agreed. Period assessment. Schizophrenia chronic, currently stable by history. Allergies, asthma, continue with the supportive care in the plan. Patient get prescription every 90 days. Therefore, as he got some refill this week, therefore no further recommendation was made, and will again see in 30 days. Prognosis guarded. Next question is on Randall Shyla, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A-L-S-A, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A. Her date of birth is 6/11/1989. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Subjective Rajita. Salsa is a 34-year-old single Caucasian female living with her boyfriend and with her children. She described recently she is taking rest, and because she has bad allergies and also having hypertension, and for which the doctor has reported that she should take rest. Therefore, she is on remote. She is working on remote in her job. But the medication, she described medication has been helping. She was alert, oriented, looked sad, downcast but denies any depression, any suicidal thoughts, any anxiety. She claimed that medication has been helping, and she was alert and oriented. Mood was euthymic, affect was speech was clear, thought process cries, attention span was limited, recall was fair, average intelligence and judgment sight is fair. Patient has been consistent with the compliance and the treatment, and all other psychosocial issues has been resolved. Assessment attention deficit disorder, history of allergies and asthma. Continue with the Adderall, 20 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon, 30 day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next relation is Leslie Van Cleef, VANCLEAV. Date of birth is 3/20/1956. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subjective agenda. Leslie is a 66-year-old, single, married, Caucasian male who has been in treatment for delusional behavior and limited cognitive status. Described that he has been doing very well. He started going to church and it was quite good. Patient was requested to come on video, but he liked to be on a landline. Although his wife was listening, and she described he is doing okay. Patient is on Seroquel 100 mg BID and Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime. Depakote 500 mg at bedtime. She has been getting 90-day supply of the medication from the Optima Health. Patient is alert, oriented, cooperative. Mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process recognized. His average intelligence, immediate memory was fair, recall was fair. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of apathy or restlessness. Abstraction ability was limited. Judgment sight is limited due to the non-compliance at time. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of apathy or restlessness. He claimed that he is spending time in playing puzzles. Otherwise, he is doing pretty good. Assessment schizoaffective disorder. Symptomatically stable, no behavior issues. Plan continue the supportive care and will send the prescription. Patient was further explained the importance of adherence of the medication. It will not disturb relationship with his family and the wife, and also his functioning has also been improved, to which he agreed, and he claimed that he is taking his medication regularly. Last evaluation is an Neylon, NEYLON, Junior Dennis, DENIS. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Patient was seen via doxy. He has consented for telehealth appointment. Dennis is a 68-year-old married Caucasian male who described that he has been doing good and denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. He described he has been seeing therapist and it has been very helpful. He is very calm, cooperative, attentive and taking his medication. Currently the weather is good, therefore he go out also with his wife, currently on duloxetine 30 mg daily. Well, bupropion 300 mg per 24 hours, dazodone 50 mg daily, Depakote ER 500 mg twice a day. He was denied any side effect of the medication. He was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, attention span was here, he was cooperative, attentive, there was no impulsive aggressiveness was noted. His immediate memory fair, recall was fair, thought was coherent. He can name objects, follow commands, he can do simple addition, multiplication. Abstraction ability was limited, judgment sight limited. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatically stable, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension. Plan, continue on duloxetine 30 mg daily, bupropion 300 mg per 24 hours, trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, and Depakote ER 500 mg twice a day. 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. risk-benefit side effect were explained. Patient was encouraged that he should also provide information from a primary care physician and get the blood level checked as soon as he can. Prognosis guided, a follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation done by Dr. Stoll. Bye. Thank you very much for transcription, and you're doing good job. So please send this information to my 248-891-3123. No, no, 248-282-9279712. Bye.